I can tell you without fear of contradiction that as the Ron Tarantino Jorge Zambrano saga played itself out this weekend, I was searching everywhere possible, television, radio, Twitter, for updates and information, and nobody provided more accurate information more quickly than Turtle Boy and Turtle Boy Sports. You can check him out at turtleboysports.com. He joins us on the AT&T hotline. How are you so well connected that you were ahead of this by about a half an hour? In fact, you said the suspect is 110% dead, while 4, 5, and 7 were saying, we don't know what's going on at that house, Turtle Boy.
Well, people just trust us. They trust the brand. Like, they feel like the media has betrayed them so many times and been dishonest that police, first responders, I mean, they just send us messages and they let us know. They want us to break the story because they're almost more upset with the way they've been covered in the mainstream media, and this is kind of how they get back at them.
Anything new, Turtle Boy, since last night, since this morning? Have any new updates for us? Anything breaking, anything going to break?
Well, I mean, you heard what Joe Earley's office said last night.
Yeah, we talked about that already, yeah.
Yeah, but the most unbelievable part about that to me is that they thought this would be wise to say that. They could have said no comment. They could have just made something up.
No, it is unbelievable.
But then they actually had the nerve to say, well, it just wasn't working out for him. So, you know, we'll let him decide. And, you know, I heard you guys talking about before about the dog.
Yes.
The dog was caught that day and brought to the police station. Guess who picked it up?
She did.
The stripper.
She did. Of course she did. Okay? And how she's not in jail, I mean, that's beyond me, but that's another question.
Are we going to hear from her?
Will there be any charge? She's obviously an accessory to this. Obviously, as you point out, without her, Officer Tarantino would probably be alive today. Is there something they can charge her with?
They got to go through her cell phone, I would assume. Do you honestly think he wasn't contacting her while he was holed up in this house? You know, they have to be going through all of her records, and, you know, I'm sure they want to get her on something because I'm sure they're not very happy with her, all right? And the fact that she's the one that showed up to pick up that dog, I mean, geez, I mean, it's like talk about a lack. I mean, just give the dog up.
Here's what obviously we've gone through the 84 charges that you write about and the assaults on the cops and the threats to the cops and punching his girlfriend in the face in front of witnesses. And judge after judge letting him walk on $500 bail.
Or personal recognizance.
I mean, are we going to have these judges will never answer questions, but we're going to have names of each one of these judges who let this guy go. Because in my opinion, Turtle Boy, they all have blood on their hands.
They absolutely do. Like you guys pointed out, unfortunately, they're not elected. So there's nothing you can do about that. Joe Earley does get elected, and this is going to destroy him, hopefully. You never know, though. I mean, his father was a congressman from Worcester County for 18 years. And, you know, once you get elected and you're a Democrat in this state, you're just going to get reelected. That's just how it's going to work. You have a lifelong term, essentially. And so, I mean, that's how this state works. And, you know, people talk about dangerous and Trump is dangerous or whatever, but check out Hillary Clinton's website when it comes to criminal reform. This is a quote she has on there. We need to end the era of mass incarceration and reform mandatory minimum sentences and end private prison. That's the type of rhetoric that gets police officers killed. That's the type of rhetoric that puts pressure on judges and district attorneys not to fill prisons up. And I hate this all comes from the Black Lives Matter people that were blocking highways and stuff like that. We have to recognize the fact that these people were successful. Like, they've affected a major candidate for president of the United States to, like, adopt what they're talking about, and that's ending prison, as if our prisons are filled with just, you know, all these innocent people that, you know, they're nonviolent, and all these Jorges of the world, and we just need to keep them out of prison, and they'll get their life together. They're not living in reality.
Hey, Turtle Boy, do you know the connection of Zambrano to the owner of the duplex? They said he knew him. Do we have any idea who this guy is, why he knew him, what their relationship was?
I heard he was a squatter. We're still waiting on more information on
a
that.
Squatter.
Basically, the guy was basically a hermit. He seemed to, like, move from place to place. And allegedly, you know, he might have just been the guy on the couch in that apartment. That's what we've heard so far, but, you know, we don't know that for sure yet.
Do we know if Zambrano's an immigrant?
No, I mean, odds are if you're a Latino person in Worcester, you are probably Puerto Rican. And Puerto Ricans are American citizens. So that's what I would guess. But we don't know that for sure.
And this cost this place they were living in cost the taxpayers $3 million.
Which place?
Queen Street, yeah, $3.2 million.
Queen Street's a real gem. Look, find out about that place. In, like, 2013, they found a body that had been in there for, like, two straight weeks. And these smart housing, they get government grants, and basically they throw all these junkies in because they closed the homeless shelter in Worcester. So they threw all these junkies in together into these like three random houses, and the worst one is on Queen Street. And there's no guidance. They do have a curfew, but that's about it. So they don't have to.
Oh, not that.
Wow. Like, curfew.
They invite all.
What happens if you violate that?
Yeah.
They tell you not to do it again.
Yeah, exactly. You come back the next day. You know, you just can't sleep there that particular night. And I'm sure they're really upset about that. But I mean, we've actually been in one of these smock houses, and, you know, there's just junkies and no supervision, and they're lighting, and, you know, they're smoking crack in the rooms and stealing from each other, and there's just no supervision. It's insane that this is happening and that the taxpayers are paying for it.
All right. Well, we knew this guy was on the dole in any way possible. No reports of EBT cards yet?
No. You know, only a matter of time on that one.
Right.
Only a matter of time. And we got a congressman out here in Worcester that does this thing where he lives on food stamps for like a week straight just to see what it's like, because he's one of these guys that's against all cuts whatsoever, Jim McGovern.
Right.
And, I mean, you should see the grocery bill he ran up and the things he bought, like oatmeal and stuff like that. But it's like you're just so out of touch with reality. I mean, I live in Worcester. I could go and get 5 EBT cards, no problem if I wanted to, on the black market. It's so easy.
Before you go, I just want to get the quote straight. The quote is, Zambrano was not incarcerated because it didn't work out for him in prison?
Yes, prison was not working out for him.
Prison was not working out.
And, I believe that.
And they, the explanation was he got anxiety and stress?
He said he was suicidal. You know, and yeah, basically,
too
I
bad.
Guess the way they're looking at it is like we're supposed to reform this guy and this isn't reforming him. So we'll put him on probation. And word is they did not even drug test him as requirement of the probation. I mean, the guy was running wild for the last 3 or 4 months.
Because Joe Early didn't think prison was, quote, working out for him. Officer Tarantino is dead today.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely think that's a direct result.
All right, Turtle Boy. Continued good work. We'll be following you on Turtle Boy Sports.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Derek's in the car. Derek, what's on your mind?
How you doing, guys?
Hi, Derek.
Hey, so what I want to talk about is, you know, obviously this guy is a complete scumbag. You know, but I think part of the real problem is, you know, in this country we just lock people up in prison, and there are a lot of programs that try to help people like this, but you know, I think there was a state, either Utah or Indiana, who you know, instead of locking so many people up, you know, like help give housing to homeless people and programs to homeless people. And, you know, they've cut the homeless percentage by like 60% and crime's down. And we're not paying, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for medical problems and for all these extra rehabilitation things. And I think it just goes back to, you know, the system is so brutalized, you know, and I think we need to start there.
Well, Derek, would you not agree that being homeless is different than having a rap sheet that has 84 entries, most of which were assault and battery on police officers and cocaine trafficking?
You know, I don't disagree with that, but if you're homeless, it's harder to get a job because you can't claim residence.
That's a different discussion. It's a totally different discussion. I'm not saying it's not a worthy discussion, but this it doesn't tie into this man at all.
Well, he's got a drug problem, clearly, right?
And, yeah, he's selling cocaine.
He sells a lot of cocaine, and you know, to people who have drug problems. Yes.
Yes. So, I mean, you know, if stuff like that, man, I clearly don't think someone with these drug issues or selling them should be let out of prison early. But I think it just goes back to, like you said, the system in general. You know, we have
treatment versus prison time is a different discussion for different candidates. This guy was selling cocaine.
Yeah, well, I also think there should be capital punishment. I believe that if people like that, we should just hang them in the streets, you know. And pedophiles, we should, you know, chop off their parts that allow them.
There you go.
Now we're talking,
huh? Fine with that.
After a domestic intervention on the southbound side of Interstate 495 near Hudson, Zambrano was arrested in February. That's like February of this year, for allegedly punching his girlfriend in the face. Mr. Zambrano struggled with police officers, resisted even after he was pepper sprayed. As state troopers drove Zambrano to the Leominster Barracks, he continued to make threats. He stated several times how he can take out all of us. Just wait until the handcuffs come off, wrote Trooper Ray Burton. That case from 3 months ago was still open. Mr. Zambrano told the trooper in February that if he wanted to hurt officers, he could have taken their guns. Judge Andrew M. Mandel set Mr. Zambrano's bail at $500. The assistant DA asked the bail be revoked on his open case out of Worcester. The judge denied both the bail revocation and the prosecutor's request for $2,500. Records in Central District Court in Worcester show that Zambrano had a lengthy criminal history, at least 84 cases. Three of those cases, he fought with police. He was twice released on personal recognizance. Like, what do you have to do to not get released, to have $2,500 bail, to have a bail that's higher than your stripper girlfriend can come in and plop down $500 and get your ass out of jail to go kill a cop?
I know it's hyperbole. This is the wildest story I think I've ever seen in Massachusetts, which is saying a hell of a lot.
It's the most disgusting story. And there's a
don't you think there's dead, more coming?
A dead police officer and these other cops, they have to work with this Joe Early clown.
Yes.
And they have to work with these judges or stand before these judges who let people like this go. Who, let's be honest, Jorge Zambrano wasn't going to stop until he killed a cop.
That's probably true.
He had a big problem with cops. He's a very violent man. He was going to kill a cop. Didn't seem to persuade Early's office or these judges who just kept letting him go.
Here's a frightening thought. How many other Jorge Zambranos are out there because judges have allowed the same thing to happen? I mean, do we think he is singular in nature in this case? I don't.
Maybe 84 is an extreme, but maybe 26 or 34?
Right.
I mean,
are other Zambranos out there.
I always tie him into Jared Remy. You think Jared Remy was the only guy who got let out of prison 14 times for beating up his girlfriend?
And there's no price to pay for this. These judges who let him go.
Nothing.
Nothing. DA, nothing. Early's not going to resign. He's not going to get removed from office. His people, the ones who said prison wasn't working out for him.
Yes.
They'll just no price to pay.
They'll just get through the fire and then it'll be over.
They'll all go to the funeral and the wake.
That'll be disgusting. Ugh.
I'll leave you with this. January 24th, Mr. Zambrano was arrested and charged with assault and battery on a police officer and resisting arrest. Again, Judge Paul McGill. That's capital M, small c, capital G-I-L-L, in the Central District Court, released him on personal recognizance with a court hearing scheduled for June. Guess what? He's not going to make that court hearing in June.
No. Good thing, you know, he didn't have bail, this said.
So the dog is...
would have lost his bail.
The dog's back home.
The dog, according to Turtle Boy, the dog isn't free. That's been written...
She
picked the dog up, and the dog, she's cuddling on
why
the couch.
Why was she not arrested on the spot?
The dog and the kid and the stripper, and they're all having fun. I don't know, doing with all
the she going to find another man this of this quality?
What's she going to do with all the cocaine?
Oh.
She'll think of something.
Yeah.
I think so.